Let's turn in God's Word to Luke and chapter 13. In Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 35. Luke 13, beginning in verse 1. These are the words of the Lord. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower of Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it, and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him. And Jesus said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight, and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord answered him and said, Thou hypocrite! Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then said he, Unto what is the kingdom of God like, and whereunto shall I resemble it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and cast into his garden, and it grew and waxed a great tree, and the fowls of the air lodged in the branches of it. And again he said, Whereunto shall I liken the kingdom of God? It is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole was leavened. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in, and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up, and hath shut to the door, and ye begin to stand without, and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, Get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. And he said unto them, Go ye and tell that fox, Behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And those are God's words. The chapter begins with Jesus having received some news. Some Galileans had been put to death under Pilate. And Jesus asked if those who had suffered, those Galileans who suffered, were worse sinners than all the other Galileans who had not suffered. Or those who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, were they worse than those in Jerusalem? And the answer comes in verse 3 and verse 5. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And so he calls them, he says, focus on what you must do, beloved. You must repent. You must turn to Christ, or you will all likewise perish. Through verse 9, the parable of the fig tree that produced no fruit. The owner came and said to cut it down. It's worthless. Beloved, if you profess faith in Christ and you produce yet no fruit, you will be cut down. And yet here the vine dresser comes and says, Let me work the soil a bit and put fertilizer down. So here's your warning. You have still a little time. Turn to Christ and seek first His kingdom. Repent, or else He will cut you down. He has no need of seat warmers. He has no need of false professors in His kingdom. Come unto Christ. Serve Him. Be living sacrifices for Him. Through verse 17, Jesus heals the disabled woman on the Sabbath. And the synagogue ruler rebukes Jesus for this because the synagogue ruler apparently had just taught on the fourth commandment, in which people are to be healed but not on the Sabbath day, against God's word. And we see that because Jesus responds contrary to him. And Jesus is the Word. He says, verse 15, The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox and his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? Scripture is clear. The Sabbath is a day for physical and spiritual mercy. And that's shown not only here, confirmed here, but shown in Isaiah 58 as well. Through verse 22, Jesus speaking parables about the kingdom of God, that it's like a mustard seed. Those planted in His kingdom grow. Those who are in His kingdom grow. They produce fruit. It's like leaven. Those who are in His kingdom, who are His children, they grow. Like the leaven, they leaven the whole lump. The kingdom of God isn't in great outward battles and victories, he goes on, but His kingdom conquers silently like the leaven, without force or violence, and it will baffle the wicked. How can a little leaven leaven the whole lump? And through verse 30, Jesus gives answer to how many will be saved by not answering with what you'd expect him to answer, but calls the man to strive to enter through the narrow door, and says many will attempt to do so, but will not be able. Seek to enter through Christ alone. And then the rest of the chapter, how Jesus responded to Herod's malice and his servants, the Pharisees, and mourns over Jerusalem's wickedness and their destruction. Verse 32, and he said unto them, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. And then he mourns for Jerusalem, that which points to Zion, Mount Zion in glory. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent out unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And there, prophesying, Jesus telling that Jerusalem would be destroyed because of the wickedness therein, that they would not receive him, and so they would be destroyed. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful for your word. We're thankful for the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're thankful that you teach us your ways, and we pray that you would make us to be those who are part of your kingdom, but as part of your kingdom, that you would definitely produce fruit within us. Because we know the warnings here. If we don't produce fruit, if we don't grow in you, in Christ, by your Spirit, and put to death sin, and put on righteousness, then we are cut off. We will be cut off. And we'll be cursed, that language of excommunication, cut off from your kingdom. And we are able, in our deception and sin, to deceive many people, that to show that we are in the kingdom of God, and yet there will be a day when we come before the judgment and we'll be judged by our works. And we will be found truly in Christ, those who do actually produce fruit, or those who just professed Christ and yet truly did not trust in Him, cling to Him, bow to Him, and submit to Him, and produce really no fruit. For even our righteous deeds are as filthy rags to you if we're not in Christ. And you will cut us down and throw us into the fire. May it not be true of any here this evening. And may this be the day of salvation for us all, that you would justify your children, sending your Holy Spirit to regenerate them so that they can believe. And you would sanctify your people unto glorification. And all that as part of the great working, your great working of salvation within your elect, within your people. We're thankful for your grace. We pray for this congregation. We ask for your help and comforting the souls of your children, bringing peace to our lives and strengthening us to serve you and worship you and seeking first your kingdom. That we would go forth from here and tell others of the good news of Jesus Christ, not fearing man, but fearing you, and thereby serving you all the days of our lives. That you would grow us in number. You would make it so that one day we would be able to plant a church for your glory alone. And another church. That your kingdom would expand. That's what we desire. That's what you promise. And that's what must happen in your plan. And so we pray that you would be faithful to your promises. We pray that you would bring it about in even these days. These days where people hate you and rebel against you and and love the world and the things of the world, all which we've learned, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Help us to look above the sun, to keep looking to your word and your promises, and placing our faith and our lives upon those promises and living accordingly. For we know there is victory that is coming, and a victory that we already have in Christ. And He will bring about the many nations unto you, even the leaders, the kings and rulers who will bring gifts unto Him, who sits on the throne as King of kings and Lord of lords and ruler of rulers and God of gods, the Alpha and the Omega, Jesus Christ. And Father, we pray for those churches who need ministers so that the word would continue to go forth faithfully. So we pray for Shawnee that you would protect her and bring them a minister who preaches your word, and do so soon if it be your will. We pray also for the same, the Clarinda congregation in Westminster and Denver. And Father, we're thankful for the call that you've placed upon the man for the Oklahoma City church plant. Pray in time that when he receives that call, he would accept it, and you would uphold him and bring him through his ordination exams, if that be your will. And show your way, Father. Keep growing your church. Keep expanding the kingdom, even in the midst of a perverse and wicked generation. And so, Father, do your good work. May your will be done. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.